Hey guys, welcome to the Fit Dad Lifestyle Podcast. The Fit Dad Lifestyle is a community and supplement brand where fathers support other fathers throughout the journey of fatherhood. We believe that maintaining a healthy lifestyle isn't about crash diets and the latest workout craze. Instead, we offer dads the education, resources, and support they need to maintain a balanced lifestyle long term. There aren't a lot of dedicated community groups for dads, and we know that men are generally less likely to talk about the challenges they face in life. So we wanted to go above and beyond the meal plans and quick fixes and offer a way for fathers to communicate in a helpful, negative-free environment. Whether it's supporting your partner when a new baby arrives, balancing work and the kids, or just fitting in time to get your health and fitness back on track. This podcast aims to inspire, motivate, and encourage you to be the best father that you can be and the leader that your kids want to see you be every day. It's brought to you by Fit Dad Fuel. Fit Dad Fuel is our supplement range. Our supplement range helps support this podcast, the workouts, the online education, and the amount of work that goes on behind the scenes to help keep everything as cost-free as possible for dads worldwide. Enjoy the episode. Here it is, guys.
Good. So far, so good.
Yeah,
perfect. Hey, how about yours?
My day's been pretty good. I've actually got a bit of a fuck back at the moment. So I don't know what has happened or why it's happened. I was playing tag with the kids the other day and it was all well and good at the time. But, mate, it just, yeah, about an hour later, I think after I cooled down, it just all went to shit. So anyway, it is part of what happens. And yeah, that's all good.
Good, man.
So, but mate, tell the audience a little bit about you and whereabouts you live and how you got involved with the Fit Dad Lifestyle.
My name is Calvin Ruiz. I'm from Miami, Florida. 34 years old. Been married about 6-7 years. I lost count. I got a 10-month boy and a 4-month-year-old. The youngest is Tristan and the oldest is Austin.
Yeah, fantastic, mate. How good is that? And you're speaking just before Miami, you know, life is getting back to normal over there and, you know, starting to hit the beaches up. And
yeah, starting to get back normal. The cases are going down a lot because everybody's starting to get vaccinated. So everything's starting to go down slowly.
Yeah, nice one. Have you had your vaccination yet?
Yeah, I got my first shot Friday. And the only side effect I had was my arm was sore and I was tired. Like that night of, I was just tired.
Yeah,
but right. nothing else besides that.
Yeah, and how does the vaccination, is that like a month apart and then you get like round two or something?
Yeah, it's a couple of weeks apart. So you get the first one and then you go back another 3 weeks and you get the second one.
Yeah, fantastic. And mate, how has fatherhood changed your outlook on how you approach life?
Well, it changed me a lot because it's now being a father myself makes me appreciate things more because I didn't realize what my parents had to go through when I was younger. Now I'm experiencing myself. I'm like, oh, oof, like this is what it's like, huh? So now I appreciate my mom more, even my father. I appreciate them more for all the stuff they had to go through, all the hard work, all the working late, working the extra hours, how to deal with the mood swings and getting in trouble and all that type of stuff.
Yeah, definitely. And what is your career path going? What do you do over there?
Right now, I'm a part-time wrestling coach.
Yeah.
And I work at a school doing school security, middle school.
Yeah, perfect. And how do you best manage, I guess, your time management with the demands of being the part-time wrestling coach and the school security and, you know, the home life and fatherhood and everything else that goes with that?
Well, first I start my day. My first shift starts like 7:30 to like 12:30. So I come home like an hour or so, and maybe I have time to relax, maybe see my son a little bit, and then I go off. And then if there's no tournaments going on, after I come home back from wrestling practice, which is after 4:30, I grab a bite to eat really quick, and then I'm off with the kids for like 3-4 hours at the park, just chilling. Like that, just relaxing.
Yeah, fantastic, man. And is there a family ritual that you guys have each week? Like, is it a Friday night dinner, or is it roast on a Sunday? Is it going to the park every month? You know, is there something that you guys do every week that you sort of have formed into a family type ritual?
I would say just spending time with them, like, every day. Even if I come home and I get home at 8 o'clock, I'm like, okay, I need an hour to them and to them only, to let them know, hey, I'm still here. Even if I'm dog tired, I just gotta get it done.
Yeah, definitely. And with you going back to the wrestling, mate, is that something that you've done in the past and pursued, and, you know, been in competitions and stuff, or obviously to get into the coaching aspect afterwards?
I started wrestling. I got introduced to the sport around 2003 when I was a junior in high school. And I did 2 years, and then I did a little bit of, like, jiu-jitsu and Muay Thai, stuff like that. So I kind of, like, fell in love with it. And then this last year was my first year. A coach, he coached me in high school, a good friend of mine. So he came to me, opportunity, hey, I have opportunity. How would you like to come to help out? Because I was always going, helping out, like, on my free time. And at that time, I only had one kid, so usually he'll be asleep by the time I go help out. I'm home in time. So he gave me an opportunity, said, hey, you just need to fill out some paperwork, and then I'll officially be on the staff. So it's just the love of the sport that I have in my heart. Like, when I'm teaching the moves and I'm learning, it's just like passion. Like,
yeah,
just love it.
That's amazing. So with all those different other, I guess, disciplines with the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and all the other stuff, did you ever go into like a mixed martial artist fight, like a UFC type fight or anything like that?
No, not fight wise. That's one of my goals. I'll probably try to get one MMA fight in, but I just like did some of everything. That's the Muay Thai and the Jiu-Jitsu, but not like MMA wise. No, nothing yet. I got a whole bunch of friends that are MMA fighters.
Yeah, right.
But like locally MMA fighters.
Yeah. Mate, if you could go back to Kelvin on day one of fatherhood and let him know something that you know to be true right now, what would that be?
Day one. I'm trying to remember. Day one was 4 years ago. Jeez. It was like I was in a dream. Like, I couldn't believe it. Like, I was like, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to expect. Even though I work with kids, but it's different, like having your own. But it was like I was a dream. I couldn't like believe, like, this is I actually created this life. So I was just in shock. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know if I could touch him. I didn't know what was going on. I was just like nervous the whole time.
Mate, there's no blueprint, is there? And I was exactly the same. Like, before our firstborn, it was, you know, I didn't want to do any of the birthing classes. I knew it all, et cetera, et cetera. And then you bring the kid home, like, after you leave the hospital, and you're like, fuck, what do I do? What do I do in there right now? Like, I've got no idea how to change a nappy. I've got no idea what to do when they don't stop crying. And, you know, I was very blessed that my wife was, you know, she just took motherhood, motherhood, like, in her stride. And she'd been around her sister, also had a kid as well, so she knew a few of the different pointers and, you know, really knew how to tackle a few different things. But for that first 3 months, it's just like a blur. I don't even know how you get through it and what happens, and it's crazy.
Yeah, it was rough because my son had the colic, so he had like a weird cough, and like the formula wasn't working, so he would cry. Like, it was like 3-4 months of like no sleep at all. We had to change the formula, and we're new parents, so we didn't know what to do. We both were freaking out. So it was definitely a learning experience for me.
Yeah. And did that fix it by just changing the formula? Was that sort of all that was needed to
do? We changed like 3 formulas. So finally it started easing down and everything started going then. But it was rough because we were like, we didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
We asked him to talk to his opinions, and it was just very, very rough.
Yeah. And mate, what advice would you have out there for new fathers that might be going through, you know, their first few months of fatherhood and, you know, struggling to really grasp what's happening or getting frustrated with different things that, you know, may be going on that are not in their control, but they think, you know, is due to a fault of their own? And yeah, what would you be able to pass on to those new fathers that might be listening in?
Enjoy the moment. The time goes by so fast. Be a haul, hands on deck. Be willing to get dirty, change the diapers, make it like easier for your wife. Be involved. Like, that's the main thing, to be involved. Also have like your mental health good, because I think that's a key thing. Because if your mind is not right, then you ain't be able to take care of a child. And yeah, that's it, you know.
Yeah, mate, I love it. And I think you're definitely spot on with the mental health side of things. It's you know, it's a whole new ball game, and it's very easy to feel, I guess, alone and depressed, and you know, and really beating yourself out over something that, you know, you might be able to put a post in the group, or, you know, ask your wife or ask the other fathers, your own parents or something like that, and really get to the bottom of those different things, and, you know, not have to sort of fight those demons yourself, and, you know, be able to take it in your stride, and, you know, realize that there's always tomorrow, and, you know, what you're experiencing that day, you know, may not be your fault. It might be something to do with the baby, and it might be a bit sick. They might be just ill-tempered that day. It might be, you know, it could be one of 100 different reasons, and, you know, not to think that it's all you, I think is really important as well.
Oh, and I forgot one thing, patience. You gotta have a lot of patience, because you will get tested a lot. So a lot of patience.
Yeah, mate, patience doesn't stop. My oldest, he's 7, and then we've got Tanner, who's 4, and then our little girl's due literally any day right now. And mate, the patience at the moment with the boys is like, I'm going to be gray by the end of the year, I reckon, at this pace. Like, it is just absolutely insane. It's like a bomb site is going off every time I look around the house. It's like, oh, mate. And I think it all, like, it's never anything too crazy. Like, it's never, they're never breaking something that's costing you, you know, a fortune to fix, or they're never doing anything like hurting each other that bad. But I think it's just all the little things that, not listening, or then they are listening, but then, you know, and it just builds and compounds. And I think just gets to a stage where you just crack it and, you know, go crazy.
Yes.
But, mate, what do you do for your own health and fitness apart from the wrestling? Do you go to the gym? Do you train at home? Do you just run around town?
I start my day off. I get up around 4:20. So I start my day off like 4:30. And then I get to the park. I do like 60 minutes of exercise. One day I do lower body. The next day I'll run 2 miles and do some upper body, some pull-ups, some push-ups and stuff like that. Wednesdays is like my agility day, when working on my agility. Thursdays is like my day where I mix upper body and lower body. And Fridays is like I ride my bike, I do some pull-ups. And Saturdays is more like agility and like condition day.
Yeah, nice. So that's just all body weight stuff. You don't do any weights when you're at the park, all body weight. Yeah. Yeah, nice. And do you do that with anyone else, or is that just your own?
Oh, I just my own. Like, none of my friends are not crazy enough to get up at the time I get up.
Yeah. And where do you find the discipline and the motivation to be able to, you know, get up and be consistent every day and go through all these different, you know, workouts that can be quite intense, I guess, by the end of an hour, and, you know, get through that?
It's just like this being active for my kids, and more for me too, because I feel like if I don't work out, my mind just goes crazy and I don't know what to do with myself. So I would say like my kids and like myself motivate me to be active every day.
Yeah, mate, I love it. Mate, any final things that you might be able to pass on to any other dads, either in the group where we're live streaming right now, or on the podcast where they can listen in, that you think might benefit them in their own journey through fatherhood?
Just as I said, you know, the patience, you know, make sure you're taking care of yourself, make sure you eat it right, make sure you're hydrating. Don't be afraid to ask for advice, because I feel like it's like a ego thing where like people are afraid to ask for advice. I feel that's the best thing to do, and that's for advice. Even now, to this day, I have two kids and I still need advice. I'm still asking, you know, so I would say those things.
Mate, I love it. And that's some great advice there. And mate, before we go, I just want to say thank you so much. And for everyone listening, Kelvin has been a massive supporter of the Fit Dad Lifestyle since nearly day one, to tell you the truth. And, you know, he's been a very big supporter with the Fit Dad Fuel and the clothing and all that kind of stuff. And it's great to have that support from the other side of the world, mate. So I highly appreciate your support throughout our journey. And yeah, mate, once we launch in America, completely in the middle of this year, hopefully it increases that delivery time, and you know, instead of a week or 10 days, it ends up being a day or two, and obviously we can get the pricing and all that down as well. So mate, I highly appreciate the support throughout the launch, and yeah mate, we'll definitely make it up to you once we launch there in about the middle of this year.
Okay, yeah, I'll be looking forward to it.
Awesome, Kelvin. Well, thanks a lot for coming on the podcast, mate, and we'll speak to you very soon.
All right. Thank you. Have a good one.